we make friendship by the, in the Annamaya Kosha, look at the person, the physical level, and we make friendship. Physical body is subject to change, subject to decay, and subject to destruction. Our friendship is only on the physical level, which is subject to change, and it is subject to decay and destroy. And when we are making a link with something, it's not permanent, so of course mind will go into moods. If somebody bereaves at home or closest friend, people go into depression, because we link only in the physical level. And what the scripture says, there is something within everyone's body. It is called as jiva, soul, that is eternal. It is not subject to change even when that person dies. That person, that soul, is never destroyed. In Bhagavad Gita, it talks about nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavaka. These weapons cannot kill that soul, or fire cannot burn, or water cannot dry it. Air cannot dry it, water cannot wet it. It is nitya, and it is eternal, and that soul, that is eternal. And the Supreme God is eternal. It says, when within you there is an eternal soul, is there jiva, why don't you seek for another one eternal, which is not subject to change? That contact will remain forever. Only if you try to make friendship, only in the physical level, which is subject to change, and you will go into its anxiety, stress. I am so attached to my employer. I am so attached to my company. Company, if it goes in the only physical contact, if they are going through the hardship and make me redundant, I start complaining. I did so much for the company, they made me redundant. Because my contact is only in the physical level. The yoga says there is something which is eternal in you, your soul, and the Supreme God, He is also eternal. Make that friendship. You will never will disappoint. You will get disappointed in your life. If you want to be happy in your life and always happy, make a link for that one. I am seeking for friends in Facebook or social media. Someone I am seeking, and only I am satisfied with only outer contact. What about the inner contact? Have you thought about that one? Or you are spending all your days, all your years, only for the outer contact? What about the inner contact? Make a contact. Make that contact. It is a permanent contact. And invest on that one, and you will never get disappointed in your life. And in that journey, that when you are moving towards that one, we need motivation in our life. Motivation. We get immense energy. Where do we get our energy? We get energy based on the goal we seek in our life. If my goal of my life is trivial, my energy, what I get from within, also trivial. I have my energy, my goal of my life, to have good breakfast, good lunch, and good dinner. So energy within also is trivial. If I have a higher goal in my life, suppose I want to become a general manager of my company, I work hard, I get extra energy in me to do that one. Suppose you want to become a great leader in this world and your goal is something far beyond. So energy also from you will come out accordingly. The energy what you get depends on the goal you pursue in your life. Goal, therefore, in the scripture says your goal should be very big, not a trivial. I want to have lunch. I want to have a good breakfast. I want to dine out somewhere. If I have my goal, my energy what I get also is trivial. If I have a noble aspiration in your life, I want to become something unique, something special, something marvelous. I must achieve something great in my life. See how the energy comes out. That is pranamaya kosha. Pranamaya kosha, immense energy is there. It starts feeding the energy. You start getting the energy. When the goal is so set, so good, so noble, when I have that much of energy, mind is so tuned to that one. Mind aligns. Mind gathers only the right information towards my goal. And vijnanamaya kosha, my memory becomes very sharp. I won't forget the things which are required to reach the goal. My memory will be so sharp. And when I reach the goal, one experiences immense joy, bliss, and happiness within. That happiness is the driver. It's the, what I get by reaching the goal, noble goal, one experiences immeasurable joy within. And yoga trains us step by step to realize our potential to reach something great, to the great heights in our life. And it gives enough boost of energy. It gives the direction. For that, we have to, it's every day, you have to take bath. In the bath in the sense, Jnana Ganga. You have to immerse yourself in the knowledge. You have to hear these ones every day. Take a dip in the knowledge of this river. Whatever this message, these inspiring words, you should listen to that one every day. Take a dip in this jnana. It will purify you to get the focus, and it helps you to get the focus in your life. And that's why every class, I talk about something every beginning of the class, to talk, to inspire to your life to achieve great things in your life. In the Jnana Ganga, everyone should take a dip in the Jnana Ganga. And many people, they come on time. Many people deliberately come afterwards. We don't want to take bath in this one. And it says you have to take a dip in this Jnana Ganga so that you will get a motivation to excel in your life and motivation to reach to the great heights in your life. Left.